USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is talking about the impact of the assassination of former Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
This attack has had a profound impact on the psyche of the Japanese people. This is a different culture they're not used to, as unfortunately we are.
Speaking at the CIA, Biden labeling the shooting death highly unusual for Japan. The United States is sending more of your tax dollars to Ukraine as it continues to fight off the unprovoked Russian invasion. That means United States has provided more than $7 billion since the beginning of Russia's invasion, a defense official telling CNBC. The U.S. coordinated a $400 million weapons package with Ukrainian officials. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Customs and Border Protection announced their investigation found no evidence any illegal immigrants were whipped or struck on horseback by Border Patrol agents in Texas, but they're proposing discipline for the agents for derogatory language and using threats of force to drive illegal immigrants back into the Rio Grande. The June jobs report blows past expectations for the number of jobs added in the month, adding 372,000 jobs, Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh touting the job and wage growth last month.
When I look at this report, I look at some of the positives here, that the private sector employment is back to pre-pandemic level. We're seeing manufacturing back to pre-pandemic level. We saw a good growth in child care workers this month, first time in quite some time. Warehousing, we've seen some growth.
Republicans have argued that inflation remains near 8% in May compared to wage growth at 5.1%. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is facing backlash after filing a murder charge against a bodega worker who allegedly stabbed an attacker in self-defense. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis is critical of Bragg's initial decision.
What's wrong is this DA is just so misguided and so backwards, where he doesn't actually want to prosecute people who commit crime, but now he wants to go after a law-abiding citizen who acted in self-defense, which is a right of every single American.
61-year-old Jose Alba had been freed from prison after posting a reduced bail package. However, he is restricted from traveling outside of New York City, having to surrender his passport and wear an ankle monitor for tracking. Former top FIFA officials Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini are acquitted by the Federal Criminal Court of Switzerland of defrauding the International Soccer Organization for a $2 million payment to Platini back in 2011. After the verdict, Blatter spoke to reporters outside the court.
I'm happy. I'm happy also for international football, and I think this court to take this matter very seriously.
And finally, NASCAR drivers making their way back to the Atlanta Motor Speedway. Green flag for the race Sunday at just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.